This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
And welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is finally Monday, June 2nd, and it's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for today. 19 more days. Aaron, do you know 19 more days? 19 more days before the heat from summer hits. It hasn't been summer yet, and the heat for summer will arrive 19 more days from now.
Oh, you thought it... You thought the heat was traveling with Mr. Christie. No,
no,
the heat got here last week.
No, it didn't reach yet.
No, the heat got here last week.
You think it reached arrived already?
Yeah, man, we had some days, ambient temp, 100 degrees. The heat right there.
Today, I have one or two things I want to hash out, and I need your assistance with. I'm going to bring up one thing. Okay, this is what I want to read. Headline for Nassau Guardian: Government budgets $20 million for Pinewood flooding remediation. This is big news. I want to know whether this is political pandering because election is close, or this is sincerity that $20 million has been allocated to fix Pinewood. And if this is sincere, surely this suggests that we have a caring government, and a caring government that deserves a second chance. What do you think about that?
Sorry, my eye fell out just now and I had to put it back in.
Pinewood could be fixed.
I could not believe the words I was seeing just now. You mean, okay, so government budgets $20 million for Pinewood flooding.
See, this is just different.
Remediation?
I really know Pinewood was on anyone's agenda to be fixed. And out of the blue, this administration, our government, has decided that they're going to put the money where their mouth is and fix Pinewood from the flooding.
Let me read the article and see if I like the words in here more than I like the words you just said.
And then you will find out that, sure, there's something big. This is a caring government. And if this is a caring government and not a political fraud that they churn out at the end of the year when election is so close that they're saying anything.
You know, I think the Ministry of Social Services, Information and Broadcasting has a new website, cares.gov.bs.
All kind of things have been announced for this past several weeks.
No, I mean, it's not announced. It exists.
Yeah, announced.
I didn't see anything about this in the caring website.
This is big news.
So let me read. Government budgets $20 million for Pinewood flooding remediation. The Davis administration plans to roll out a $100 million road remediation and drainage infrastructure project to address long-standing flooding issues in Pinewood Gardens, with $20 million set aside in the upcoming fiscal year. We're turning to page A5. In the upcoming fiscal year for the project, according to the government's 2025-2026 budget, which was recently tabled in the House of Assembly, the Pinewood Gardens flooding remediation project will be spread over 3 years. It is estimated that $50 million in funding will be needed in the 2026-2027 fiscal year, and $30 million will be needed in the 2027-2028 fiscal year. For years, residents of Pinewood Gardens have complained that flooding has ruined furniture, vehicles, and left them with thousands of dollars in home repairs. Last September, after particularly heavy rainfall in New Providence, some Pinewood residents had difficulties accessing their homes due to the standing water in their yards, and again begged officials to address the problem. The government plans to spend another coming fiscal year on other drainage projects. $4 million has been allocated in the 2025-2026 fiscal year for the Bay Street Drainage Rehabilitation Project.
Even Bay Street getting fixed. This is big news.
Is getting an abbreviation for Bay Street Drainage Rehabilitation Project? Is that an abbreviation?
I don't know.
Commonly accepted?
Go ahead.
Okay. That project is expected to cost $12 million in total to be split evenly over the next three fiscal years. In the upcoming fiscal year, okay, hold on. The government plans to spend another $6.5 million in the upcoming fiscal year on other drainage projects.
Mm-hmm.
So the Bay Street Drainage Rehabilitation Project is not other drainage projects.
No, that's something special.
Okay.
So you talk about Coral Harbor and stuff like that is flood. And then that place on East Street where it's flood. They talk about those stuff. But this is Bay Street separate.
Because what does other drainage projects encapsulate? It should encapsulate Bay Street as well.
It should, but it's not.
Yeah, I don't like numbers don't add up. They don't match the letters. Mm. I don't like that. We continue reading from the article. In the upcoming fiscal year, $1.5 million has been set aside for the Coral Harbor Drainage and Road Project. Is that separate from the $6.5 million? Why didn't that follow directly after the $6.5 million for other drainage projects? I'm assuming that $1.5 million of the $6.5 million will be used for Coral Harbor Drainage and Road Project. That project has an estimated price tag of $3.5 million with $1.5 million estimated for the 2026-2027 fiscal year. So if the $3.5 million is taken from the $6.5 million.
They can't fix everything inside this year. They can spread it out. That after the election, they'll continue it.
No. That's not quite it. Long and short is that the project extends beyond a year. Not that they can't fix everything in 1 year, that the project itself extends beyond a year. So all of these projects are multi-year projects, right?
And right after the election.
But it's a good thing that governments are continuous. It doesn't matter who, which administration holds the government. The project should continue.
Okay.
Look at all this money they spend and we can't afford.
Yeah.
We can't afford stop, review, cancel.
Mm-hmm.
Last October, hold on, let me go back. In the upcoming fiscal year, $1.5 million has been set aside for the Coral Harbor Drainage and Road Project.
Mm-hmm.
Road Project. That project has an estimated price tag of $3.5 million with $1.5 million estimated for the 2026-2027 fiscal year.
I was going to do that all at one time. I was going to solve that one time.
The government has also allocated $1 million in the upcoming fiscal year for quote unquote drainage maintenance. You see what I'm saying? So we got $6.5 million. I don't know.
You just concentrate on the numbers too much. Let it go.
What should I concentrate on? The feelings? How I feel.
You just feel
don't worry about the stats.
Because big things is happening in Pinewood. Then Bay Street. And then Coral Harbor, we know what these are the primary areas for this flood.
I was about to open my mouth, right? Mm-hmm. And then a texter said, hey, Aaron, say this.
Mm-hmm.
The text says, no, Cecil, a nice number with decimal points to make it look realistic means nothing. Exactly what is, quote, road project, close quote. When, where, what materials, what infrastructure replacement, and how long?
Y'all like analyze things so much. It's a devil in the details. The idea is Pinewood is going to be fixed. It's going to take 3-4 years to fix it. But we have the money.
Last October, Minister of Works and Family Island Affairs Clay Sweeting said the government sees flood mitigation as a priority. A significant initiative is the New Providence Drainage Culvert Rehabilitation Project, which has targeted the east downtown area. With more than a dozen drains in water flow and reducing the risk of flooding, Sweeting said last year. He spoke days after parts of New Providence experienced severe flooding due to heavy rain. Quote, this work was critical to easing the impact of flooding in this area. Quote, however, despite these improvements, after the last downpour, some areas such as East Bay Street and Dowswell Street still experienced some flooding. Quote, so our teams are working to assess additional measures to address these areas which remain vulnerable to flooding. But if you would notice, even with the large amount of rain, the areas drained and the water subsided very quickly. Close quotes, end of article.
Within 2 days.
Yeah, you know what? Maybe we could look at the environmental impact assessment for the cruise port. Mm-hmm. And we could look at the environmental impact assessment and environmental management plans for both the cruise port. And you see where they put the beach, the soccer stadium, yeah. where they put the soccer beach soccer stadium, all of those things. Maybe looking at the environmental impact assessment and the environmental management plans, the management plan is supposed to be ongoing, right? That we could devise an actual solution that extends beyond just cleaning drains.
That being said, you mentioned Clay Sweden. I have an announcement from Clay Sweden.
Is it on their TikTok account?
No, it's on his personal page. And I want you to read his, because I want to analyze it, right? Clay Sweden, MP, Central and South Eleuthera. You could read that because I want us to analyze this.
Okay, Clay Sweden, MP, Central and South Eleuthera.
This is a big announcement.
Real representation, real results.
Stop there and repeat it again. This is not a political statement. This is the MP showing representation. Go ahead again.
Real representation, real results.
Okay.
Central and South Eleuthera, I am excited to announce that this promising fire response service has arrived.
So we are safe to say that the government purchased a fire truck?
No, we're not.
Hold on, finish reading.
Although in recent weeks Eleuthera has been plagued by bushfires, there's always been a need for more firefighting and emergency response for our residents. This new fire truck will be managed and maintained by a local volunteer firefighting group and will be available to assist with emergency and fire response throughout the constituency.
Pause there. If this is a government fire truck, can we allow volunteers to work police machinery?
No, you would.
So this one must conclude or assume that this now is a private fire truck. Donated because they have civilians using it and managing it. You can't be managing government equipment.
I was going to assume that because they only just allocated the money for the fire truck. Government just allocated in the budget.
Go back to the first sentence. The first sentence again.
Central and South Eleuthera.
The first sentence.
Real representation, real results.
I'm assuming he's mentioned that because he procured this fire truck because he's showing that it's through him or through the government that this fire truck was facilitated. This is why he mentioned real representation. He ain't talking about the fake representation from other people. This means that he facilitated this. That means it had to be a government thing.
No, pause.
No, because if it's a real representation, it's him. Now, if you're saying that it's not him, it's somebody else. It can't be real representation.
If this was a notice from the Minister of Works, like if it was posted on their little fancy TikTok page where they have all kind of little cutesy non-Ministry of Works videos there, I would say, but read it
and find out if he acknowledges where did he get this fire truck from. Or should we know where we got the fire truck from? Is it important? For finish reading, I want to find out.
First of all, of course, it's important to know where we got the fire truck from.
Let's finish here the announcement.
An announcement will be made shortly to celebrate the official turnover. Residents are reminded to refrain from lighting fires and to use proper garbage disposal during dry season to prevent damage to homes and property. We say thank you once again to our amazing volunteer firefighters that continue to serve our communities and our islands. We truly appreciate your dedication, commitment, and sacrifice.
Any mention of where they get a fire truck from?
No.
Any mention that he procured it? Any mention that if they had the volunteer firefighters were always there? Any mention if they were trained, where they were trained? What did this release mention? Should we be comfortable? I mean, I'm glad we get it. First things first,
I wouldn't presume or assume that the government purchased this truck.
I understand that.
No, pause. It's important. The MP said real representation.
He said for a reason. What was the reason he said it for? This is the conversation we have in here now. The heading was said for a reason. And it's based on parliament representation. So I had to believe, one, he procured it or the government procured it.
Well, hold on, pause. No. Either he procured it personally with his own money and his own, or through his own personal network mm-hmm. of friends, mm-hmm. right? Or he facilitated the purchase by private citizens or the connection by private citizens. And nothing in here suggests to me that the government purchases fire trucks.
I understand that.
Not just that, you would have thought in the budget communication, the Prime Minister would have gleefully announced that he secured a fire truck from Eleuthera.
But I'm still harping on this heading, real representation. But let's go back and move further now. I digress. The volunteer firefighters. I know Abaco has a volunteer firefighter brigade.
For decades.
They're going on training. We see it.
They right? help to secure the trucks. They get the equipment.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if I'm aware that Eleuthera has that. They might. I just don't know that they had Eleuthera already had a volunteer firefighting brigade with a volunteer fighting fire truck. That's happening. So if they didn't have it before, should I be comfortable with them fighting fires? Grateful, but should I be comfortable since I don't know any information on whether they know how to fight fires?
Who you think be fighting the fire? Who you think? Hold on. Who you think is fighting the fires generally?
I thought it was the government or the police. What were they fighting the fire with in Eleuthera? Besides God and hose.
See, prayers.
And I'm not being when you say overly analytical. Pedantic. Yes, I'm not being that overly critical and touching everything. I'm just saying the narrative.
There's no such thing as overly critical.
Yeah, I'm just saying the narrative.
People who solve problems with money, that's what they say.
Yeah.
You know, the people who have more dollars and cents.
What do
or
we
degrees?
Know from this announcement? See, the announcement was given for a reason, right? And I'm saying from this announcement, I didn't know anything. I don't know where to get the fire truck from. I didn't get see anyone who to thank for the fire truck. I don't
you
know.
Thank him.
Clearly, surely he's saying good governance is him. So I'm assuming that he procured it, spent whatever money or got through his people him. And that the volunteer firefighters was already there, already trained, already ready on day one to fight fires.
Yeah, I think it's safe to assume that the volunteer fire team is already there, already training despite not having their own fire truck.
So what were they training with? Do they know how to drive the fire truck?
Well, they
don't have no fire truck. They had to train it.
Eleuthera has a functional fire truck?
I don't know. But I assume the government has it, one for the airport. The airport there, so they have to have a fire truck at the airport. I'm talking about the volunteers.
Yeah, maybe they train with the airport fire truck.
On our
when the airport that's when the airport why is it problematic? Why is it problem? Hold on,
okay.
Why is it problematic?
Okay, now Patrice.
Hold on, stop. Is it any more problematic than the fact that these by them don't have proper fire trucks?
Same problematic.
Okay,
now,
then.
Now,
so then, what's
Patrice,
the problem?
Picture this: I'm going to the airport fire station here in Nassau, mm-hmm. and I will volunteer to practice on their fire truck.
New Providence is different.
New Providence is different.
I mean, the whole thing, what I find amusing about the conversation is the whole thing is an indictment.
He's trying to fix it. See, my thing is he's trying to fix it. I just didn't like the press
release. No. Pause. Two separate things.
You don't like it? Are you trying to fix it?
Two separate.
A fire truck.
What is the thing that he's trying to fix? The immediate needs of the Eleutherans residents.
Yes.
That's it.
Yes.
That's all he fixed. The immediate needs of Eleuthera residents. Is him purchasing the fire truck an attempt to fix a dysfunction at the policy level?
It's a temporary band-aid until the government is able to buy the fire trucks.
What if I speculate that Sweeting already know that Eleuthera not on the list for fire trucks?
That's something different altogether.
What if he knew that Eleuthera is not going to make the first allocation of fire trucks? So you say, you know what? Let's get on it ourselves. What if that's the situation?
I wonder if Spanish Wells or Harbor Island has a fire truck.
I bet you they do.
You think they have a someone from Spanish Wells and Harbor Island call because they have them nice hotels and thing. Call and say whether you all have a fire truck.
I bet you they
don't have to be big enough. Or water tanker like what they have in Abaco. A water tanker where privately owned and they could spew water on the clapboard houses.
It's a horrible indictment. But who is the caption for? Who's the press?
All of that is important. Is it
but I asking you, who's it for?
Yeah, it's for us. It's shared on the Facebook. It's for social media bloggers like myself to do commentary.
I mean, it's not for his constituents.
Well,
open it back up.
It's for Eleuthera people, I guess.
Let me look at it again.
Hold on. Let me open it. I just found it odd. Well, do we know where did he get the fire truck from? And did he buy it out of his constituency money?
He didn't afford it out of constituency money. I mean, that's a given.
But
They get $150,000.
It's a used truck. He might go get donated.
Yeah.
It's a used truck.
Mm-mm.
It's a used truck. How much it cost? $20,000?
He may have used constituency funds to clear the truck, to pay the fees and the shipping or that.
Fire trucks ain't exempted?
Probably not. Mm. Who brings in fire trucks? The people who could waive the fees. Mm. Right? Like, it's an indictment on the current administration and previous administrations.
I say, why make a press release if I have no information?
But you got a fire truck. I mean, it's better than this. It's better than this press release here about the hurricane shelter. You can grab the Tribune.
I believe the people in Abaco with the hurricane shelter. They can vote them people back in. They couldn't talk to me no more. That's going to be, the election would be based on the fire truck.
From my...
North and South, based on the fire. Are you going to get my vote? Do we have what's the place name again? Evacuation center, what do they call it?
Hurricane shelter.
And say, no, we're building it. No vote.
See, just based on that.
Send somebody who can build it overnight.
Do you hear the people in Abaco say they don't want Mr. John Pinder back?
I find that odd. And I sure that's like FNM is being, you know.
See, if it's me and I was in Abaco, I would be like Big Bird back up and running. You could send all the Cornishans back to New Providence. We don't need them.
I can understand
no more.
The Cornishan thing, but not John Pinder.
Lundy, government prepared for hurricane season. This is in today's Nassau Guardian. With the start of the 2025 Atlantic hurricane season, Minister of State for Disaster Risk Preparedness Leon Lundy assured that the government is prepared to respond to potential storms and encourage Bahamians to do the same for their families. Lundy noted that experts are predicting an active hurricane season. Okay, the shelter was pledged by the Minister's administration in the aftermath of the devastation of Hurricane Dorian in 2019. However, more than 5 years later, it has remained incomplete. Lundy said it has, quote, passed all Ministry of Works inspections and is ready to serve the great people of Abaco. He urged the public to make use of shelters if needed and take evacuation orders seriously. Why do you think that the papers are not filled with pictures of the current state of the shelter if it's so ready to go? Like, why wouldn't you could you just send pictures? You could just send pictures of the building, internal, inside and outside, for the general public to make their own assessment. Why y'all didn't do that? He urged the public to make use of shelters if needed and to take evacuation orders seriously. The next thing I want to see is a consultation with constituency offices. This is a point from the constituents. Hurricane preparedness team, familiarize the residents in the constituency with the members of that team, and then disaster management along with the constituency should be running programs, activities, workshops, seminars, to help people prepare every Saturday. Why you can't have a every Saturday hurricane preparedness session at the constituency office? What happened, man? Anyway, that's the hurricane story.
Those two things I saw recently, and I said, you know, I wanted to hash it out. It bothered me, irked me a little bit. I'm hoping that the Minister Sweeting is able to clarify, give some more information, tell us how does the narrative on how we obtained this fire truck, right? I'm not saying I didn't want the fire truck or don't want to be grateful enough. It's just that it's supposed to be a narrative accompanying the fire truck. Explain also the volunteer firefighters, who in charge, where they get their training, where they'll be based. I don't even know where the fire truck would be based. Is it going to be based on in someone's yard? Is it going to be based at a police station? When the fire comes, if it's a police station, does the police relinquish the fire truck to the private citizens and say, y'all go, right?
Well, if the police didn't buy the truck, they can't relinquish it.
Yeah, and then surely when you make an announcement like that, if someone volunteered a fire truck, the persons who is doing that turnover should be mentioned. You just mention them. We got a fire truck donated by
Mr. John Doe. If you see the 2018 story that I read about the ambulance, remember the ambulance being donated to Andrus, 20,000 residents and only one doctor,
mm-hmm.
something like that. And we realized, well, which Andros Island did y'all donate this to? Did you mistake Ortec for a settlement? Like, what's happening here? Who are the people who donated the ambulance? Why is the information not correct? Is this a money laundering scheme that we are involved in? Or like, remember when we were talking about the 7,700 acres of land and whether the government should be involved in land sales of that nature, multi-island, massive amounts of acreage being sold. Mm. And then it turned around and the SEC was like, hey, look at them scammy looking people over there. Let's stop them. Remember, and it included the 7,700 acres of land.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, you're right. It's important to know.
This narrative.
Like,
I noticed it and said, I need to bring it up.
You see what happened in the U.S.?
It needed to be corrected by the next statement.
Right. Well, you see what happened in the U.S.? Trump announced that the Qatari government was just like, hey, Trump, I see you need a plane. Mm-hmm. We can give you a plane. It's a gift.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy it. And then it turns out that some media outlets are saying that the Qatari government was like, hey, what? Hold on. FYI, don't forget you asked us for a plane.
Mm.
And we said we'd give you one.
Mm.
Like, let's not mix it up. Yes, you're right. It's very important to know.
Yes, how it came
about. Who provided the plane, how it came about. Was it a request? Was it a gift? Was it an offer? Were the individuals vetted by the Bahamas government?
I would hear.
Where did their money come from?
You hear 2 weeks later, the person who donated it get some kind of contract from the government.
Worse than that, you could imagine that you find out that the donor for the fire truck is a member of the Church of Satan.
Mm.
I mean, which is no problem because in the Bahamas, we don't discriminate when it comes to religion, right?
Unless it's Obia. Everyone else can practice their religion
except black people.
Yeah.
Here's a text. Huh? This makes no sense. Rain is predictable and flooding is science. We have no rivers. I mean, we got Big Creek.
Yeah.
A deep creek in Andros. You make a big announcement about the great upgrade you've made that will solve age-old problems only for a few hours of rain the next day to prove you a liar. Just say we guessing. We just guessing. We doing something to do it. We don't know if it'll work. We'll do some stuff and wait and see. See, if the political party tell me that, I'd be inclined to vote. Yeah.
But remember we had engineers who attempted to fix this Pinewood before and the flooding before. Bahamian engineers, it just didn't work. So I'm assuming that we bring in some better ones in. We can fix it this time. There's something big to celebrate.
What happens if it can't be fixed? Here's a text. Good morning, Aaron and CA, the man of faith. Man of Faith is a volunteer group that fights fires and has their own ambulance that goes throughout Eleuthera. All fire trucks on Eleuthera are purchased by second homeowners. This is what a texter is telling us.
How many fire trucks are in Eleuthera that these second home owners have purchased? And are these second home owners responsible for the maintaining of the fire truck or are they residents? I mean, is there any narrative on these
trucks? Let's reach out to one Eleuthera Foundation.
Mm.
See if we could get somebody on the show that could... We could have a broader conversation about development in Eleuthera. But we could ask specific questions about volunteer firefight, like how are essential services delivered in this constantly developing or this fast in this within this space of fast-paced development on the island.
How long is Eleuthera? If I have a fire truck in North,
all I know is Eleuthera. It is the longest isle.
If I have a fire truck in North Eleuthera, right, Governor's Harbor, can I use this fire truck to go to down south Eleuthera and fight the fire and make it there in time?
Right. Well, it makes sense. And then what happens if you have a fire truck parked on one side of the bridge?
Smashing.
Right, and the bridge has been closed due to weather conditions.
You let it burn.
You think it's Bimini, eh? They're residents of Bimini. It's no indictment on you, just an interrogation of the political culture on the island. Good morning. They paved part of Blue Hill Road south a few months back, but there's still another part to pave. It's a disgrace how they left that other half of the road. It's partly dug up and lots of potholes.
This text,
please, Minister
Sweeting,
look into this matter.
You need to be grateful. You're complaining too much. You get half of the road paved and you're still complaining.
I like the complaining spirit. I want to complain. I have a complaint.
Too much,
I have a complaint against a FNM MP.
Which one?
You like that?
Yeah, which one?
My own MP.
What?
Adrian White.
What is that white boy doing again?
The white boy, first of all, let me start here. He had a wonderful project where they painted a Bahamian flag on the constituency office.
Yeah.
It was a nice project. Mm-hmm. When you drive by, you'll see the big billboard with the three student athletes from St. Anne's constituency that are doing well. So good stuff right there. When you go around the curve, right, there's a new complex there.
Mm-hmm.
You go around, you pass the constituency office.
The complex?
Yeah.
Okay. What the lawyer name? Just check it. Go ahead.
I believe that's one of Agnes Ferguson Goodchurin.
Okay, good. Go ahead.
Remember Agnes Ferguson?
Yeah, I know Agnes
broadcaster, Ferguson. Broadcaster, anchor, ZNS? Yeah, man. Yeah. I love Agnes Ferguson.
Yeah.
She was a model.
It's a good complex. It's a big complex.
Yeah. Unfortunately, it appears as if there were not sufficient factors included to mitigate flooding. The presence of the building now results in an increase in flooding immediately in front of the building. It appears as if proper or not sufficient drainage mechanisms were put in place.
This is my government plan to fix now.
Let me complain, please. My MP, I shouldn't have to wait on government to fix it if I have a good MP, and I have a good MP.
So what you want an MP do?
While the project was building, I was passing on the word, please make sure it doesn't appear as if that has happened. I'd like the MP to speak to the owner of the complex.
Agnes Ferguson's son?
Good Agnes Ferguson's good son, and ask them to install mitigating measures.
In the government road?
No, on their property so that the water will drain into the ground before it hits the road.
So it's flood inside on his property or in the road?
This property is on a slope, so the water now, the flood area is now higher. The flood level is higher.
Where is it flooding? On his property or in the road?
Right in front of his property because
on his property?
Asphalt and the concrete disrupted the space, and now the water can no longer drain into the ground right there. The water that collects on his property drains because he put in a nice slope. Because you got to protect the people using your property, right? See, like I have flood water, then mom come and slip and break her knee in Good St. Anne's constituency, then you all be mad at the white boy. I ain't got time for that. What I'm saying is, though, look, considering the safety of your occupants, considering the safety of your clients, and considering the safety of general residents and people who move through, they could dig a couple holes to create drainage spots on the property to prevent all of that water draining into the road. And thank you for allowing me to complain for the text on Friday or yesterday's Monday or Tuesday. Mm-hmm. The person who complained say I don't talk about the FNM. You like that complaint?
Finally get one.
Is that a good one?
You finally get one.
Also, yeah.
We've been watching you.
Somebody buy Adrian White one of them laser levels so they could get the line straight on
we
the
have
side.
A call, a telephone call at their producer. Kermit, prep that call for me, please. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM.
That's me you're talking to?
Yes, sir. You.
Good morning, y'all. Good morning, Ms. Kennedy. Good morning, Mr. Neri.
Good morning, man.
You know, the trajectory the Prime Minister talked about with the surplus? I wonder, like, how they predicted. That's something what they're predicting, right? I don't know.
Yeah. It's a forecast, right? They are forecasting that at the end of the fiscal year, what it is, 2025, 2026, but at the end of this fiscal year, they will be left with a surplus. But that's off.
Okay. Knowing that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like in 2021, before Dr. Minnis called the election, we already passed the budget for that year. Since Mr. Davis, since the PLP being in power, they do the 2022, 23, 24, now 25 budget.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to figure out if I know anything is possible, if it's legally possible for the government to do 5 budget in a term, or this one is special because the former Prime Minister called election in September, like after the budget. Most of them was calling it before the budget. I don't know if I just ain't knowledgeable to know, but I wonder legally, if it's possible for our Prime Minister, them, the same crew, to do another budget, or is this the last one? In other words, like, do they have to ring the bell now, or they get to do another budget? I'll hang up and listen then.
Okay, Okay, so we're going to need a clerk. Mr. Newer, you think you could get a clerk?
I can ask the
House of Assembly clerk. Because I think what he's saying is about election and the budget. Right?
I inboxed Mr. Times one day, because, you know, you're tired now.
Yeah.
He said, Times, can you come on the show? He didn't answer me. I got to call him out now.
Yeah. No, we know what Times.
That's what I talk about.
No, but we know another Times who may be able to make this request on our behalf.
The interesting is I inbox a lot of people trying to get them on the show, and they said, I see the blue tick, you know. I see the blue tick, I should remember.
And nobody's tell an Irish Times, no, you know.
Yeah.
We could try her.
I could try her.
Uncle Times, we really would like to
perhaps
speak
so
to
I'll
you.
Call him now and say, you're trying to get Kotaku to come on the show.
Yes, please.
And explain these procedures and think. He's now a statesman now.
Yeah.
He has a duty of care to come on the radio and explain the procedures to the Bahamian public.
And if you've already written it down in the book, let us know. We'll go buy the book and we'll share it. Because that's the real obligation, is to document the institutional knowledge.
That's frustrating. And ask them, what is when you complete unit? I directly emailed them 3 times. Put their all the names. So I asked the police, what's the email? You think they answer me? They don't answer me either. Let's go to the call. You think I don't get frustrated, man? I said, come on the show. I want you to explain.
Imagine being a victim of stalking or sexual violence.
Guardian Radio AM caller, how you doing?
How you doing to both of you again, Carolyn Johnson?
Morning.
Tell Bannister, Brayman, JT, and the rest of them, just like our no balanced budget.
You have no faith. You're a Debbie Downer.
I know.
Okay,
I have no faith. The skeptic cry. I can only accept what I see with my eyes.
See, Alan,
have a simple task is crossing the street.
Here's a reframing of it, right? If they are to achieve a surplus, what line items and areas you think will be removed from the budget entirely for them to be able to achieve a surplus?
Medical, hospital, schools, roads, everything. Because if you look at it, right, we have not built the infrastructure we have needed for the last 25 years. And so we've been very artistically or great at buying buckets to catch the water for the leaks. And so by any means that is necessary, they should be paying some bills. I know our contractors right now on Grand Bahama who have not been paid for almost 2 years or longer. And again, if you, as the leader of opposition said, if you have teachers that have not been paid, you have workers who are still waiting for their increments and such. And see, you can't have a balanced budget unless you have, an extra. You know, if in fact, you know, you have extra. So if we are in such a position that we could service our national debt at the tune of $700 million a year and have not undo these repairs, this is why we don't see the things like in the same capacity that you're calling with this pinewood, right?
Mm-hmm.
We don't see the strategies to achieve these things. Like, can we have a list of the conditions? You know, the Prime Minister said island to island. Can we have a list of all of the needs on that particular island, from school to roads to hospital, everything, island to island and things, and not owe anybody, not be in a deficit, anything? It's all smoke and mirrors. And the same thing with Pinewood, right? And this is why I say, you know, I'm sure you guys have heard about the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, that concern about the Bahamas water rising in the Bahamas from global change and everything. The Prime Minister is an expert on this. We've spent $250 million for him to travel to become an expert on this. If you look at the sixth assessment report, flooding, king tides, everything else, essentially the Prime Minister to fix Pinewood would have to claim that he has a strategy for the entire island of New Providence, because Pinewood is part of an island that exists as part of a water table that sits across the entire sheet of the island. I would love to see the published strategy, the SWOT analysis on how this is going to be achieved in the short, medium, and long term. And then that would mean we have solved our global warming problem, because Pinewood is a smaller aspect compared to the other issues we are facing around the whole the archipelago of the Bahamas for water rising. You know, countries have solved some of these issues, but we keep talking about it. But you know what happens is, it's us, the Bahamian people, that don't make demands beyond the lip service that the individual said, bring us proof. We should test everything, cry them out. I just would love for one government minister, especially the chairman, to come on of the things I ask about and says, you know, Sea Island, he runs his mouth. He doesn't know what he's saying.
Who chairman you talking about? You're talking about Miami, right?
Huh?
You don't talk about Miami, right?
Any one of them, you know.
I'm just making sure you don't talk. No, can't be talking about Miami like that, man. You see, you talk about Fred. And he know that's Miami. And he know it, no. Man, why would he do that to me?
Mr. Neary, three very interesting stories.
Why is Seattle do that, though?
Go ahead, Aaron.
Why would Seattle do that to me?
This is, feel
on
like,
my own show.
I feel like when you're talking about the white boy.
Yeah. Let me do the bashing. No, you can't talk about Miami to the chairman.
Interesting headline. Ministry of Tourism signs MOU with Middle Tennessee State University. Mm-hmm. Right? Ministry of Tourism, Department of Aviation, signed a memorandum of understanding on Friday with Middle Tennessee State University Department of Aerospace that will give Bahamian students interested in the aviation industry access to the university's programs. A statement from the MOTIA said. Okay, just very interesting. First of all, very interesting because for everybody who's like, we should control our own airspace, this is a part of the process of building capacity locally. But remember I asked the question, is there any circumstance in which Bahamian students may be exempted from the Trump administration policies vis-a-vis education? This is exciting to me, right? It means that there are spaces in which, well, it's exciting to me, and I hope that these students can make their way to their education despite the policy issues that are arising in the U.S. Another headline, Mr. Neary, I think, so two, realtors and attorneys liable for unpaid VAT from own fee income. Bahamian realtors and attorneys will themselves be held liable for covering any unpaid VAT on real estate transactions they have handled under legal reforms proposed by the government. I don't like that. Just on the surface of it. I may be all in my feelings right now. On the surface of it, I don't like it. You know why? It feels like the government is shirking its responsibility and putting it on a stakeholder in the space, right? Mm-hmm. If I'm a realtor and I sell a property and I'm a part of a sale and the other people didn't pay their VAT, right, even if it's my client didn't pay the VAT. Why are you going to take the VAT money from me? Mm. Go after the client. Mm. You have a whole government. Mm-hmm. You have the resources of the state mm-hmm. on your side. Mm-hmm. Why I got to be the enforcer? Mm. You enforce the collection of taxes. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying?
Who hold the property.
Exactly. Anyway, I feel a way about it because the other day I was caught up in a little traffic exercise where people were making a mockery of the police while the police were running a little, pull people on the side of the road and look at their papers, in license and insurance papers, right? Mm-hmm. The people were obstructing traffic to let 4, 5, 6 cars run the stop sign. I guess they felt like they were assisting people avoiding getting a ticket. So I got a ticket for blowing my horn. Mm.
That you get a ticket for?
Right. And so what I constantly ask is why is the government making police officers tax collectors? Why are you having roadblocks to check for license and insurance? You stop people when they commit infractions and then you check to see if they have license and insurance. That's how you do it. I'm terribly upset about this on the surface because why would I be responsible? If they don't pay, I have to pay it? And then I have to sue them for my money and use the whole government? Don't make any sense, Mr. Neary. Next story, just quickly.
Let's see if I can squeeze these callers.
Okay, in. I got you.
Go ahead, caller.
Because I keep this for the moment.
Yeah, no problem.
It's a juicy one.
Producer.
I get it.
Go ahead, caller. I'm giving you 30
Good
seconds.
Good morning, Mr. Neary.
Go ahead, man. Okay.
You see, you're playing devil advocate this morning, Mr. Neary.
Go ahead.
I just wanted to give a little idea about the climate, right? Mm-hmm. Since you're saying no engineers, right? Now, what happened is, I mean, you know, they're capable of doing it. Where there's a will, there's a way. You know about reverse osmosis. Mm. They go by gallons per minute, which would be gallons per day. So you could do the calibration on the rainfall, collect the data, build an aeration pond or something likewise to catch a certain amount of water in the catchment area. They would know the parameters, whether it be 100, 300 by this or whatever. It doesn't matter. They'll have to do the water capacity first. You have a reverse osmosis system with a submersible pump to facilitate the GPM that's needed. You'll have to do the research, and then they can use the suction That water is actually rainwater. So what it means is different from the colloidal matter or the turbidity of the water. I'm trying to explain it to the public. That could still be filtered and still be used as drinking water and also as potable water. But it could be used as drinking water because obviously if it's rainwater and it's already somewhat purified, but it will have impurities from the air, let's say, whatever the contaminants in the air. So you have to still check the water before people consume it. But that in itself, once you do the research, you can turn that water into product water. That's what I'm saying. But they don't have a way to do it. They could easily build catchment areas for those water and make that water useful. But they don't have that desire. So that's a simple idea put forward. The only problem would be to do the datification on how much water falls in a certain amount of time and how big you need the aeration tank or catchment area. It's practical. It's simple. Give thanks.
Okay, thanks very much. Aaron, I also see the government doing some project with electricity for the family island. Some kind of that article. I didn't patch it up. Let me see if I have it on my phone. I think that's... Oh, we got to go to this call before we close for the day. Aaron, press up.
You know what? Talk about Bahamian launching peer-to-peer vehicle rental apps.
No. Go ahead, caller. Guiding Radio AM.
Your business.
Go ahead, caller. Can you hear us?
A pleasure to be on, Mr. Dury.
Hey, Sparky. Go ahead, Sparky. Go ahead. Hello?
Again. Mr. Creed, I suggested something last week, and you say you like that idea about nighttime talk show. You see what I say, Mr. Nuri? When certain people come on your show, they take over your show. They talk.
New power deal signed. PPAs will bring renewable energy to family islands. That's what you wanted to read about, Mr. Nuri?
Yes.
The government yesterday signed new power purchase agreements with Family Island Microgrid and RenewGen Pro for the establishment of solar microgrids. Let me read that again. The government yesterday signed new power purchase agreements with Family Island Microgrid and RenewGen Pro, that's RenewGen Pro, for the establishment of solar microgrids, advanced liquefied natural gas, and multi-gas systems in 9 different areas in the Family Islands. Here's my thing. I don't remember any of those names from the earlier public policy statements from this administration about Family Island renewable energy suppliers. Prime Minister Philip Davis said the hybrid approach is the perfect balance for the archipelago. Quote, these partnerships will bring modern, reliable, affordable electricity to islands that have for too long endured aging infrastructure, frequent outages, and exorbitant costs, Davis said during a signing ceremony at the office of the Prime Minister. Quote, we are harnessing our abundance... We are harnessing our abundant sunshine while introducing cleaner fuels to ensure that our power needs are met, regardless of what the weather looks like. Mm. Poetry Month was month before last. Yeah. Quote, these are not pilot projects, nor...
I just wait and see.
Are we talking about vague promises of improvements in the distant future? These projects are large-scale, fully funded, carefully designed systems that will be operational within 18 months. So we got a timeline.
Right after the general election.
Governments are continuous. Whether the Davis administration is returned or not, this program can continue as intended. Yeah. Don't let people threaten you with a good time. Mm-hmm. Threaten me with a good time. Tell me if you don't vote us in, the project ain't going to continue. Mm-hmm. I would enjoy waiting and seeing if that is the truth. Mm. I mean, because that's what it is. It's a threat. Governments are continuous. And the fine, qualified, technical staff within these agencies can do the work no matter which policy maker sits at the helm. That's the beauty of it. It's the technicians that do the work. And thankfully, they are expert. They're qualified. Right? We don't need to worry about them. And thus we okay.
Anyway, we're out of time now. Tomorrow I plan to have something like an open line or community announcement type show that allow callers to call in and say what's happening.
I wouldn't know if the Wi-Fi really on the box.
It's a Wi-Fi. It stopped working at Foxhill.
That Wi-Fi don't work in Vauxhall no more.
Bahamian launching peer-to-peer vehicle rental to my table for tomorrow.
I'll come and join you with that. This has been Guardian Radio. It was a delightful conversation. I want to talk about what's trending inside the news, what's trending inside the Bahamas, what should we expect. Is all antics and announcements all political? Do you believe these things are going to really happen? It's just politics, man.
And another Texas said they want the answer to that question. To Popper, that's a good question. I can try and find an answer for that.
Take care. See you tomorrow.
All your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.